I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. It is the month of December, and we are talking about feng shui, and we're talking about organizing your life, organizing your house, organizing your business, and especially as we move into the holiday season and the Christmas season. You know, I think a lot of things get moved around during the holidays. That's one thing I've noticed just in my own living room. The Christmas tree is up, and then chairs have been moved around. I don't know how much that disturbs the aura or the bagua or any of that other stuff. The holidays and moving stuff around, what effect does that have, if it does have any effect at all, Rhonda?
Well, the first thing is that anytime you move something, it shifts the energy in the environment. So it can be a positive, it's usually a positive shift, but unless you were to put something in an adverse position. So like sharp corners, or if you moved a certain object to a place in the house that it wasn't the best place for it to be according to feng shui. But generally, when I start with people in their consultations, I tell them, start with moving 9 things or 3 things or 27 things, because those are all multiples of 3. And that, you know, that just starts the process. And so when we do this thing like the holiday, you know, when you redecorate, it's not only the decorations, but now you've got more this festivity, everything's going on. So it absolutely shakes up the energy, you know, sort of like the snow globe, like it shakes everything up and gets things moving. And so it does change the energy. And generally, again, when you're decorating for the holidays, it's a positive shift.
Well, I hope so. But I just realized that if we're talking about health today, which is the final of the 9 baguas, as we've been talking about them over the period of time, that's exactly the very middle of the house, the very middle of my living room area, and the living area in my house is where the Christmas tree is. I'm going to guess I'm not alone in that. Would you guess?
You know, a lot of people put their trees in front of windows, but a lot of people probably do have it in the center of the house, because that's sort of the heart of the home. That's where we sort of gather and have, you know, lots of events and things like that too. So just a quick review in case listeners have missed some of the previous shows. We've been talking about the different 9 different baguas in the feng shui chart, and we've covered all of the 1 through 8, and now we're on number 9 today. And they would take a look at their house like a tic-tac-toe board and then divide the house evenly. So if you have a 60 by 30 house, you would divide it into sections of 20 by 10. So it doesn't necessarily go room by room, although every room does have its own bagua. So you would, you know, look at that as well, put a tic-tac board in there. So if you were looking at it today, the very middle square of the middle squares, you know, that prime square is where the health and wellness sector is. And so that, like I said, it's the heart of the home. Well, that would be sort of like the heart in your body. And so that energy is going on there. And one thing that you said, you know, with the Christmas tree, think about it. That's where the festivities are going to be. That's where all of those things of, you know, that you're sharing gifts and memories and meals and all of those things. So that generally typically was the hearth, you know, where people mm-hmm. would have fireplaces or cook stoves or things like that. So it has to do with those things coming in with that. So you want to absolutely do things that are going to help bring in that energy. And generally earth tones are the colors, you know, different colors of the sunset or earth, because the element of this particular bagua is earth, and the shape is square. It increases vitality. Now, the thing is that because it's the earth element, fire will nourish earth. So all of those lights on your tree are really positive. That's like a light nourishing the earth. However, wood isn't always the best thing. So the lights on the tree are going to balance that Christmas tree going on there. So it kind of cancels each other out. But it's because wood in Chinese medicine is an element that uproots earth. So it isn't always the most in harmony kinds of things. And a lot of people have wood and things in their mm-hmm. that area, you know, wood cabinets, or they would have wood floors, wood tables. So there's always that you can correct those. And, you know, we won't get into all those today, but they can certainly contact me for that. But it absolutely deals with harmony and balance and your health and wellness. And when you look at it, every area of the bagua touches that health and wellness sector. So every other area of your house, of the energy, of your life, of your body is affected by your health. and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're low in finances or you're low in having, you know, interaction with other people, maybe your career is not doing very well, or, you know, your family or creativity, all of those things then can also play an effect on your health. So this is a very integral part of that bagua. It's sort of like, you know, that center, that one thing gets shifted, it affects everything else. So it's a very, very important part of the bagua as far as in relationship to everything else.
Now, I was also wondering, because I string Christmas lights through all of our evergreen shrubbery, which is directly in front of the house, and then it goes and frames the entire, all the way from the garage, and it frames the entire first floor of our house, the first half of the bottom half of the house where the living area is for our living room, and it's all basically squared off with Christmas lights. I don't know, does that have any effect itself?
Well, the lights are always a form of energy, and so that's going to help to do that too, like you're sort of setting that thing. But anytime that you're adding any kind of light or energy, that then is also increasing the energy of that particular area of the bagua. And then look at the colors that you're using. Are you using multicolors? Are you using a certain color?
Using all white.
All white. So white reflects everything. It has all the colors in it. If you were to hold a prism up, you know, like to the sunlight, the colors can come through. So white is the actual reflection of all colors. So on a deeper level, you have all of those colors coming in together. But you could certainly even set the mood by certain different colors in your house, and not just at Christmas time. You know, you can do these lights different times of the year, too.
And we have, well, let's see, there's green, obviously, because the lights of the tree is green. And then we use all, it's green, green connections that are on all of the shrubs themselves. But the shrubs are green, the lights are connected with green wiring. And then, but the outside of the house where it's all, the house itself is white. So wherever it's all white, then the lights are all white. So it's kind of like a mix of those colors, white and green.
And green, again, is the color for the heart. It's also pink and some forms of red. But generally, in holistic medicine, green is the color for the heart. And you see that when you go to the grocery store, all these heart-healthy kinds of packaging and everything, they always have green on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they say eat your greens in order to be healthy. So that is the color of the heart. So that makes perfect sense. And then with Christmas, you know, being red and green, that is the two colors that are opposite. So they balance each other. So there you go again with this whole thing of, you know, this particular bagua being the health and wellness. It's about that balance again. It sort of brings that balance into play. So again, the Christmas stuff, you know, with the red and green, it's going to fit right in with that. And the thing too is that this particular section of the bagua deals with the spleen, the pancreas, and the stomach. It affects the whole body. It affects physical, mental, and emotional health as well. But those particular organs are most affected by the earth element or this particular bagua. And it's interesting, you know, because this time of year, we're doing lots of things that are going to increase the sugar and you know, digestion of all those things, the pancreas and that. And then the spleen, of course, is for immune system. So this is another area that's really important this time of year to make sure that you don't have anything in there that's broken or that's clutter or dirt or, you know, anything that you don't love. If it's something that you really don't like, you know, don't have it in that particular area. Don't have it in your house at all, but especially in that that nine bagua, which again, the number nine is about service and putting other people first and sort of, you know, like, you know, global love and peace and selflessness, the number of completions. So it kind of pulls everything together again, too. So, again, that's where you're going to be finishing your holiday as well, with where your tree is.
And again, now we talk about seasonal. We've talked about seasonal affective disorder that seems to be prolific during this time of year, because, and also the fact that it's, you know, on a sunny day, even if in the wintertime, there's a whole different feeling as opposed to the dark, drab darkness of the winter season. How much does that affect the bagua at all?
Well, it's not going to necessarily affect the bagua, but you could do things in order to bring more light into your life, and doing things, you know,
okay,
like spending different parts of different places in the house. And the days are definitely getting shorter, so we're using more lights and more things with that too. But even just sitting and visualizing that there's a lot of lightness around you, that can actually help to bring that energy in as well. But yeah, certainly any kind of lights or candles, anything like that. Like I said, fire is a thing that it nourishes this particular section of the Bagua. So candles and lighting and fireplaces or anything that has that sort of warmth to it is going to help to make you feel that less, a seasonal affective kind of thing, like, you know, that you're going to have that more light around you. So it is very important that you get some kind of light or vitamin D. And they have all kinds of artificial, devices and things right. That you can get for that, too. Well,
and the entire theme of the feng shui truly is life and balance, house and property, and also business. Everything in balance, everything in place. And declutterized basically all of your life and all of your all of the things that affect your life. Is that right?
It is, and especially now during the holiday season when you're putting things away and you're getting other things out. Now is the perfect time that when you get ready to put those Christmas decorations away, if it's something that you don't want or you've left in the box the last 4 years. Go ahead and get rid of it.
Feng shui, life in balance, business in balance, all things that connect to your life in balance, and all of the clutter taken away. All of that is happening. If they want more information, and they can find all of the links by just going to what? RhondaReif.com. Is that right?
RhondaReif.com, and start watching for holiday specials. I've got all kinds of gift sets. We were talking about colors. I've got these color gift bags and things that deal with relaxation, starting at $15,
all right.
Natural, healthy. So 319-752-0175.
Every one of Rhonda's shows is also on a podcast by just going to KBUR.com, click on podcast, and you'll find it. And as easy as that, we'll wish you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again in January.
Thanks, Steve.